Mr. Chair. I would like to share with you what activities Serbia has undertaken in this program area of work. Namely, the follow-up activity after performed the WASH in health facility survey in Serbia that pointed to the area where more improvement is needed. One of them was actually cleaning in healthcare facilities that we prioritize in our collaborative activities and work with UNICEF Belgrade office. And with their financial support, Institute of Public Health of Serbia developed training material for cleaning staff with the aim to support healthcare facilities, WASH teams, and those responsible in healthcare facilities to train cleaning personnel with ready-to-use training material, providing clear cleaning instructions and procedures for the prevention and control of infection diseases in healthcare facilities. This material consists of 8 thematic video presentations and written instructions. And it was distributed via a network of the Institute of Public Health to each healthcare facilities. We plan to perform also evaluation of the use of this training material, and I hope to inform you in the next meetings on that. The second activity that we performed is related to what Oliver already introduced to you. It is related to the development of the new guidelines on hand hygiene community settings. And Serbia is involved in this work through the participation in the Champion Country Working Group that is created for this purpose. We, as a Ministry of Health and the Institute of Public Health of Serbia, in collaboration with country offices of UNICEF and WHO, we will have a role to co-design this guideline through conducting the national multi-sector workshop with the aim to map the national system factors necessary to improve the preconditions needed to improve hand hygiene in community settings, the actors involved and their roles and responsibilities, and also to map the likely challenges that the lead ministry responsible for implementing recommendations to improve hand hygiene in community settings will face, and what tools might support them in overcoming these challenges. So we scheduled our national workshop for hand hygiene on this topic actually for 23rd and 25th April and hope to get valuable results that will feed creating of the guideline on hand hygiene in community settings. Thank you.